Hello guys, welcome to today's episode of Showcase Niger podcast. And today on the show, we are going to be talking about budget traveling within Nigeria. Of course, you know that Showcase Niger is all about traveling within Nigeria, showcasing the best of Nigeria and videos. And yes, on today's episode of the podcast, I have with me an amazing traveler. I'm pretty sure she's someone you know. She's high-spirited, let me put it that way. She likes to refer to herself as the Alarika of Africa. I wonder how long she has been doing this waka waka. Like, I feel her shoes can go on autopilot to some of these locations. Like, it's just amazing how she's been doing a lot to help, you know, the tourism scape in Nigeria, to put a lot of these places out there with our travel guides, pictures. So let me not, without further ado, let me not push this too much. I introduce to you guys that Toke lady. Hi Toke.
Hello
Tyler. How are you?
I'm fine.
Are you shy?
No. Okay, let me position myself.
Okay, wear your seat belt.
We're about to fly. Actually, right. I love road trips, so we're about to hit the road, guys.
Mm-hmm.
So hello everyone. My name is Omotoke, aka the Alarika of Africa. That Toke lady. Mm. I am your number one go-to for travel tips, travel inspiration, for I promote tourism in Nigeria, bringing to your beautiful site the most amazing destinations that we have.
Mm, what an introduction. No, don't worry, you give them your full CV later, just calm down. You give them your full CV later.
I'm about thanking you, but then again,
okay, yeah, no, please go ahead. No, if it wasn't for me,
no, we'll fast forward that to the end.
No, if it wasn't for me, really. Mm-hmm. No, we don't have to fast forward it. Give it to them right now. Give it to them. All right, it's really
so
nice.
Thank you for having
here.
Me. Thank you
for showing up for this. And like I said earlier, we're going to be talking about budget traveling within Nigeria. And when I was thinking about this, I thought no better person to speak with on this than Toke. Because trust me, guys, the first time we got to speak about Toke, the first time we got to talk about budget traveling, and you told me about how you usually cut costs, I'm like, wow, wow.
Like, traveling is too expensive than to, you know, travel elaborate. When I mean elaborate, I'm not saying don't get comfortable or don't spend. You just have to cut budget. Like, you can't know that you can get something for 15 and be paying 150. Like, you have to save the 100 naira for something else. So that is just me. And
okay, so guys, I got to learn firsthand from her, and we made a trip to a number of states within the southwest region of Nigeria. And it was like, I really am not someone who likes to do road trips, because personally I don't like to sit for too long in a car or bus, whichever the case may be. But when, you know, we sort of started talking about doing this trip together, and she was like, hey, you know what, you'll be fine, don't worry, it's a road trip, you will love it, this, that. Oh well, I'm fine, yeah. And of course I did get to learn a couple of things, but I honestly thought it was going to be like I just didn't have the best of mental pictures about road travel. So yeah, I think that first things first, to cut down on, you know, serious expenses, I think that traveling by road to wherever it is that you can is the first way to go about it.
Oh yes. Okay, I get the old excuse about road traveling. Oh, the roads are bad, I can't go far distance without having a rent. So so I will say that before you embark on your journey, you have to make your research well. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people or a lot of information on the net that you can get. Mm-hmm. But there's no matter how bad that road is, it's not like it's going to be for long. Maybe just few potholes somewhere, and you know, before you know it, get that back on the highway. Mm-hmm. And it's not like the roads are terribly bad. Please, Nigeria roads are not extremely bad. Probably some roads to the destinations, but you get into the destination, I'm sure you're still going to have some smooth ride. Forget the fact, say, I never entered plane before.
Nah. You know, every time she says that, it beats me because I'm like, yo, you've traveled to how many places and you've never been on a plane?
Excuse me, I've only been to the airport twice in my life.
Wow.
Yes, I can say this thing.
Wow.
Twice in my life. Once, wow. I saw someone off.
Mm.
And the second time, I went to market business.
Just imagine.
So I have not actually...
Like, the first time she... The first time she told me this, I looked through her page and I had seen, you know, tons of nice pictures. It's somewhere in Jos, somewhere in Abuja, somewhere in
Oh, those are road trips.
And I'm like... Yo, babe, how did you? And she's like, oh man, once I just have my music, I have my Gary. Oh yeah, I need to put this on here. Toke loves Gary.
I am proud.
She, like, her love for Gary is...
I'm so proud of that. Like,
and she just says when she has a Gary with her,
I'm
and
good to go.
Like, she's good to go. And I'm like, yo,
that's my new said boost.
I'm like, yo, like, who does that really? Well, Toke does that.
No, but seriously, traveling by air, the only advantage with traveling by air is that you get to your destination faster, and it is convenient. So within 30 minutes, 40 minutes, you're where you're going to. Road trip, you're like 1 hour, 1 hour, 30 minutes. Yeah, I get that gist here. But the fun thing about traveling by road is if you are going to be a tourist or a tour guide or whatever it is you're going to be, or whoever, or you're going to be driving in Nigeria, you need to travel by road. Because all the stopovers, you get to learn, you get to know bus stops, you get to know, oh, I'm here, okay. Now I'm in Kaduna, oh, now I'm heading towards Kano. You get to know your landmarks and everything. But traveling by, all you guys see is just ufu-ufu.
Okay, for people that don't understand what the ufu-ufu means, it basically just means sky.
You just get
in
to
Yoruba.
See the sky, you know, and okay. It's fine. Maybe when I actually have this experience, I'll have another... perspective of these things, but trust me, uncle, let me interview you now, please. All the times you've been traveling by air, what other advantage is it to it apart from the convenience and the time?
Oh well, aside the convenience and time, sometimes we get to eat puff in flight. Well, not exactly
on
puff,
that
puff.
Road, we'll buy Gala, we'll buy Pepsi, we'll buy Dundun. We'll buy a car. See, we will stop by somewhere at Oye, and we eat rice. We eat banana.
Okay, this is not me trying to sound posh, but I think sometimes I can be I can be very finicky with getting roadside food and all that. But then on the trip that myself and Toke went on, so I can't remember where we were coming from. Was it Ado Awaye? And then we got to some park where we are supposed to, you know, board the next bus back to Ibadan. And then we're like, you know what, we are famished, we need to get food, we need to get stuff, let's walk around and see what we can get. And Toke is like, you know what, let's look out for akara. And I'm like,
please, can you buy akara inside the plane?
Ah, I'm like, akara. Because personally for me, you know, I think it's just a personal thing, really. It's not like I would die, or it's not like I died after having it, but it's a thing.
It hurts most, though, out of that kind of bread.
I was hungry.
Oh, wow.
I was hungry.
For someone that is really skeptical about
it. Well, I was hungry, and I was like, hey, you know what?
Yeah,
I won't die. Yeah, you know. So I thought, hey, let's give it a go. So yeah, traveling by road would save you a ton of money, because I was trying to imagine if I had done a trip, if I had taken a flight to Ibadan from Lagos, that would have cost me on the average, say, 45,000 naira.
And road trip was just.
And the road trip was 1, barely under 5,000 naira for both of us, actually.
Imagine.
So you can imagine that you have 40,000 naira to do other stuff.
Like, you go to Ghana and come back. No, that's what I say to myself most times. Like, and I'm planning for my trips, and I'll have that money. I'll be like, okay, let me just, you know, be fancy today and probably go check online and book a ticket. But the truth is, if I check that money well, I can do 36 states in Nigeria.
Ah.
Straight. Like, straight up. Without even...
Can you imagine?
So, I think we need to let people know that traveling by road is a thing.
Yeah, it and is a thing.
It's fun traveling by road.
When you're with the right people, let's not forget to add that.
Because well, I'm a lone traveler. Let's add that to.
Oh well,
to
yeah.
To this story.
Yeah.
Like I'm a lone traveler, and if a lone traveler will come to you and tell you that it's a thing to travel by road, then it's a thing.
Mm.
Because it's a thing you should, you know, when you travel with a group of people, you guys board the bus from your location down to your destination. That is fun. That is lively. You guys can stop anywhere and do whatever mm-hmm. you want to do. But if you are a lone traveler like I am, and you just wake up one morning, pack your bags, eat the road, and like whatever happens, happens. So you have to have that mindset first.
Mm.
Like you have to be ready. It's not for the.
Did you hear that? She says it's not for the faith and heart.
Like so you have to be ready. Mm. When I mean ready, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you that for the long hours you're going to be sitting in the bars or the little potholes, the bad roads that you're going to face, or the next woman sitting by you snoring already,
you know,
or you know, those little things. Mm. But if you are an adventurous person, pardon me, and you love road trips, or you're trying to start
mm-hmm.
traveling and you want to cut costs, eat the road, do what you want to do, and be fine. You just need some simple techniques, some simple tools, some simple ideas that's going to, you know.
So that brings us to things that would help you make your road trip worthy, fun, if you're a lone traveler. So
well,
help us on that. I know music is like
okay,
you need to have a good playlist.
Me personally,
okay,
if I'm going on a road trip,
okay,
First, your transportation company.
Your
choice of
company.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
to be a registered company.
Okay.
Sometimes I wing it. No, most times I wing it, but it has to be a registered company just for you to be at the safer side. If you are not, you know, you can't get everything. Make sure you get to that park heli or book before time so you can get a convenient space.
Okay.
That probably gets beside the window, front seat, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That alone has saved you from whatever while and that's happening at the back. And to shift now, excuse me, yeah, please move. You get to book early, just the way you book your flight, yeah.
Okay.
You book your bus early, you get your seat number, you're ready to go. And before you leave your house, pray that God, those people that I'm going to meet inside bus today, let there be posh people. At least not noisemakers, you get.
Okay.
But have music. Make sure you travel with your hairpiece. Don't forget that. If you're someone that loves to read, come on that road trip with your books,
can
your
novels.
You can read. And if you need to sleep, come with your eyes guide or face guide.
Okay.
If you need to sleep, take a rest. See, nobody's pushing you people. And if you get to every junction where they stop, get down, stretch, take a short walk, drink a lot of water, and trust me, you are ready to eat the food again. So,
okay,
eating the food is a thing, you know. Come on, fool.
okay. So, I think we've successfully crushed the first point, which is, you know, going by road whenever and wherever it is that, you know, you can do by road.
Yeah.
So what's the next point that you would, you know, you would advise people what's the next point you would advise them to adopt if they want to crash, you know, their travel budget?
Okay, we all know that traveling is as easy as it can be. It can be really, really hectic too when you don't plan it well.
Okay.
Well, unlike some people,
so she's referring to me there.
Some people that will use months to prepare for just one state. The Lord is watching you people.
Same
to
you.
The Lord is your strength.
Same to you.
But when I say plan, I'm not saying you should take a whole year planning. I mean, put the things in place. What are those things you need? Yes, your transportation, your accommodation, feeding. And yes, you need to ask around your destination. You need to make, seriously, the first thing is actually to even make research on these places. You need to check the net, seek for information. If you've seen anyone that have been there before, don't be shy to eat them up and ask for vital information. Because what you see online might have differ. Some changes might have happened before your plan or the recent time, but you need to stay updated.
So
accommodation, which is like the expensive part of
traveling.
Budget traveling, because you are, you know, all of us want to get comfortable. You don't want to inconvenience anyone. You want to, you know, be fine. You want to wake up at your time without you disturbing anybody. Yes, that is that too. But I feel if you're going to really, really travel as a budget traveler, you need to cut your accommodation cost. How do you go about that? For me, I have been able to travel to like 11 states, and I can count how many times I've lodged in an expensive hotel. Thank God for the likes of bookings.com, for the likes of Jumia Travels.
I use Jumia Travels very often. Then once in a while, hotels.ng as well, I use them.
Yeah, hotels.ng. Those sites gives you really, really good offer
discounts. True, because there are times when prior to using them, there are times when I have just probably researched for a hotel that is very close to where I am going to, and then I walk
like
in
my
there.
The last time I was stalked at Elisha.
So
I used Jumia Travel, and I would like to get, I got a hotel that she passed 8K.
3,000. I can imagine that if you walk directly to the counter, it'll probably be like 5K or 7K.
Yes. Like 3,000 naira. And if you're paying 3,000 for an accommodation for a night, I think it's not bad.
That's like, well, of course, you also need to mention so that people know that it's not probably going to come with a jacuzzi or...
Okay. Then let us go to that part, because if we start... See, there was one year. Let me quickly gist you guys. So I got stuck at some point. They were life of a traveler. You get to this. There are challenges. It's not like it's a roller coaster. So I got stuck at some point, and thank God to some old men around, they were able to save me from being vultured. So they asked to get me. No, they actually suggested I sleep at one filling station. That it should be for you to sleep and wake up. Just sleep there, and then by morning you will move. I'm like, no, that is too risky. That any other option? They're like, no, there's one motel that all I have to do is take me there and then I will lodge. On getting there, typical Nigeria, you know, when there's no lights and everywhere is dark, and we're like, Jesus is coming soon.
And then you're hearing crickets.
Oh my God. As in, I guess the whole place was dark, and everyone was like, Tonje and Lin.
Wow.
I'm like, are you serious? And there are people inside already. And I have to leave. On getting to the junction, I met the manager. So I was like, I should not worry, they will soon bring lights.
Can you imagine?
Like, are you for real? Until I get to use Jumia Travel before I was able to get to the other place, which is a bit manageable, not, you know, the first class.
Of course not. Of course not. But in the end, it's majorly about looking for somewhere that is in between, So it's comfortable enough for you to pass the night.
Like, seriously, a better way to cut your cost is to find an accommodation very close to your destination. Because see, some of these destinations are trips in a trip. Like you might travel like an hour 30 minutes to get to your destination from where
from
you
your
lodge.
Hotel. True that, true
because
that. Because
before you know it, you have to start asking, and they'd be like, you have to take one bus going to so when you get there, you have to enter another bus.
You know,
like that has actually happened to me before, and I had to, like, it was another journey. So I had to pack my bags again.
I can't
imagine. Be like, I'm not going to make that mistake again.
It has happened to me once as well, but I think the interesting part of that trip was just because I was driving, really, because my destination was about an hour thereabout from my hotel. Well, I had made the mistake of, I wanted a sort of at least mid-range Porsche hotel. It has, you know, hot water running, it has a tub and stuff, and well, it's not exactly high class, it's just mid-range.
It's actually high class, because the last time we had Ondo, and this uncle, even though that hotel that is actually nice, that me, I feel like if we can spend another two more days. This uncle is telling me it's not really nice.
Oh well.
The offer does breakfast though, and I tell that offer well, of breakfast. Imagine.
Well, complimentary breakfast is like the least really for.
That one that I love. They give me compliments.
I know, right?
So you have to make sure that your accommodation is
close to your destination. Very true.
At that point, you'll be spending another sum of money trying to get yourself to a particular destination and trying to lodge again also.
Mm-hmm. And there was something I learned from you, which you've not mentioned yet, is a part of reaching out to, if you've got friends or family.
Yeah, I'm getting there. That's the point one. We are getting there.
Okay.
You know, we are explaining one and we are... No, that is 1-1-A. Now we are going to two. Okay. So yeah, two, you have to... Okay, I have traveled... I said at first that I've traveled to so many places and I can count how many times I've lodged. Mm-hmm. Reason being that I reach out to people a lot.
Okay.
Like, I reach out to people a lot. Okay. I think when I started reaching out, apart from that, I have a brother that has like connection in every state because he's a military man.
Okay.
So every time I'm traveling to a new state, mm-hmm. I'm always secured. That except there is no military zones or barracks or base in these places. Okay. But if they're base, trust me, I'm safe. I can get you covered if you need any. Okay. So yeah, that is one thing.
So wait. You need to let them hear that very. She says she can get you covered.
Yes, I can get you covered.
So you are getting that right here, courtesy of that Tokyo lady.
Like, seriously, if you're going to somewhere that there's a base and you want to cut your cost and you need, you can reach out to me. I can always come through. Mm. So, yeah, that part, you need to reach out to friends and family. And social media is a home too.
Mm-hmm.
They are real people.
Although people need to be very careful as well.
You won't message just one new pop-up person.
True that.
Yes. Anybody you're going to message, I'm very sure you guys would have one. Before you can even feel comfortable to you want to stay with them, create a connection or something.
Yeah, you must have had.
Yeah, and then we have Crowdfire.
Okay.
Sorry.
No.
Couch surfing.
That's exactly.
Sorry, Crowdfire. Okay. With Twitter load. So we have Couch Surfing.
Okay.
This app is here in Nigeria. Like,
does Couch Surfing exactly work per se in Nigeria?
Oh yes, it does. I've tried it once. And I think I have someone trying to come stay with me over the weekend too.
Okay.
I think he's from the US or so.
Okay.
Crowdfire actually works, but then again, couch surfing.
I don't know the fire that you're trying to.
I'm just burning. Like the spirit of the Lord.
Let me get the fire service because I'm just shouting.
In order.
Nah. We're not doing that. I'm not bringing that.
Okay. Yeah. So couch surfing.
Yeah.
Okay. Is a thing in Nigeria. It's really working.
It works overseas.
Couchsurfing really works. It's just like Airbnb.
So
you get to the app, you just log in, you put in your details, you reach out, you put in, you search for your location where you are going to, the state. Probably you're going to a Ekiti state. You search for a Ekiti state. They bring out
for your hosts. A list of hosts
you can reach out to.
Okay.
Then you tell them, you reach out to them, you tell them the day you'll be arriving and the day you'll be leaving. So they'll plan everything for you. Then lucky for you, you might get someone of your gender or opposite sex.
Depending.
It happens. It depends.
And the good part to that as well is it helps you meet more people.
Oh yeah, the theme is to travel like a local.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're not trying to be different.
I'm telling you, like when you get there, the first time I used couchsurfing was at Enugu. I actually had an apartment that I was staying, but I just wanted to try the app. So I tried the app, and there was this guy that hosted me. Like, oh, that is busy for the day, but at night he can pick me up.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, no problem. So I tried it out, and yes, it was really nice. It was accommodating.
Cool.
And I think there are more people like that on.
The app
because I won't be telling you, because I used to say something, you can't sell an experience you've not had yourself.
I tried out
so I was able to sell
very
to people that you can use it, but be careful. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful. You have
very
to
true. You say you keep need your stay gadgets, your eyes open.
Yeah, you need to keep your gadgets.
Don't
you need
get to somebody's
be,
house and
you,
just
yeah. You need to be organized. Around, like you really need you know? To be organized. You can't go to someone else and eat and then drop it. You too, at least.
You know.
At least.
You know.
Try. Try. So yeah, and there is hostel.com. But okay. Hostel.com doesn't work on every state. I think right now it's working perfectly in Abuja.
Okay.
And every other country. So in case you are traveling out of Nigeria.
No, of course,
case,
well, outside Nigeria, there is
hostel.com where you can get hostels to stay for.
I hope you people are jotting, really. I hope you're not just listening and laughing. Everyone should be jotting.
And then true. There is hostel.com. So, and again, another way to cut cost is to know how to control your mouth. Not everything you see on the road, you buy and eat.
Yeah, that is one very valid point, because some people, there's this thing called dodekiri. They get to one bus stop and they see dodekiri, dodekiri, dodekiri.
They buy.
Then they get to another bus stop, you hear, buy something bread.
They buy.
Then they get to some other place again and then they see something else, whether it's, what's it called, robo or something. Then they buy again.
They buy.
And then in the end, they are the type of people who, when you're traveling in the bus with, you hear, driver, hold on.
I'm pressed.
I'm pressed, driver.
Water, you drink.
You know.
Fanta, you drink.
You know.
Sprite, you buy. I'm feeling dehydrated.
And then.
Pepsi.
And
you
then
buy.
Eventually.
Because if you're going to travel as a budget traveler, you have to, before you leave the house, you have to write your budget.
You know. Have a priority list of things you want to spend on.
You have to have your budget, your scale of preference. Okay, okay. This can stay back home. You get know what you want to spend on. Calculate your transition to your destination. There are some other expenses, unforeseen expenses.
Of course, those will happen
probably within your the state.
You know,
or
so sometimes the. Probably the bus you bought.
The bus
or
the
something.
Destination itself, you get.
You know.
Always owed extra cash, but then have a budget list. Okay, this is transportation from year to year, this is the amount. Tour guide, this is the amount. Feeding, see, you have to even put that too in written.
True.
Like, feeding, I'm not spending more than this.
Per meal.
So you get to, that way you get to account for your trip. For another trip. So if you're going on another trip, you know, okay, if I can do 20k for this state, then I can do 25 for the next state, or I can
you
do
know,
lesser
again
for
know,
the next state,
you know.
Because that way you get to organize well and spend less.
Very true. Very
you spend
true.
Less.
And sometimes, for example, if you probably be passing the night with a family or friend, you can probably go with cereal. If you have noodles, depends on how light you want to travel.
You can go with
some of those things too.
No, I think you shouldn't pack that, especially if you're going long distance.
Oh well, sometimes.
But I just feel like, just to show that you're not coming to feed on them, you can buy some things on the way, probably before you get there, or probably drop at the mall.
And buy
other stuff.
Yeah, basically, it doesn't have to be from your house. You pack.
And
all
please,
those things.
You want to pack light too.
Yeah, of course, true.
See,
because I think that packing light helps you first crash your there's this thing they call oweru in quotes.
So let me quickly chip something in.
Okay.
So I have a neighbor.
Okay.
She schools in Ekiti.
Okay.
So you know, as a strike, they just got to resume and all of that. She pack a load. You think that she's going to Lioko, her husband's house. So she packed this load, yeah.
Okay.
Please, if she's going to hear this, forgive me, oh, I'm not mentioning name. So I'll get to the park at Oshodi. They said bus fare 3,000. Oh, well, money for load, 4,005.
Can you imagine?
No, actually, she packed a lot of Ghana must go.
Can you imagine?
Like, what's happening here?
Can you imagine?
I know you have to buy food stuff and everything, but
you
then
know?
There are some things you know you can buy
over there. Exactly.
So why
pack
everything from here? Like, if you reach there, somebody's going to collect your money from you. She has to come back home, to reduce.
Can
that
you
load.
Imagine?
It's the same thing if you're even flying by air.
Very true about that too. Exactly, so that you don't get to pay for excess luggage. Very
and
true.
That's another way to actually cut.
For me, there are things that I don't think there's a need to buy when I'm leaving home. I just feel that I can get those things there, so that, you know, those little grams you save here and there will eventually, you know, help you travel lighter. So eventually, I don't buy things like depending on where I am lodging. Sometimes my hair cream I don't bother to carry from home. I probably just look for a very smaller, you know, variant to buy when I get to my destination. Toothpaste. I know that most times, well, because most times I would usually lodge, I know that these hotels would usually provide very small.
Yeah, as for me, yeah, when I'm traveling like that and I want to, like, I pack really light. Like, I pack really light for trips. And if you're going to pack your cream, your toothpaste, your whatever it is that you're packing, you can always get a smaller container. Like, I have, like, my cream is as tall as this. You can't see, but it's a bit tall. But I get smaller containers.
We understand
too.
You know, it's not easy to maintain this shine, really. So
when I mean this big, that is just sunscreen lotion.
Well, it's part of it. We are saying,
but yes, you need to always have your sunscreen lotion. The last time I traveled without it, I came back burnt from Canada,
and then you have to spend more to regain
no,
your...
No, all I needed was to sleep in my father's house and not move. That was all I did.
She said I not move.
But seriously, you can get really, really small containers and put them. You can just, like, okay, I'm going for 2 weeks, so this should last me for 2 weeks. Probably if you know, cream money at night, you can just cream probably at night. Forget morning. So you can really pack light. Okay. And whatever things that, you know, you won't be needing. Like, we girls pack unnecessary things.
Right.
And sometimes you'll be like, I don't know what might happen. I just want to pack. Some people make up boxes.
I've gone on trips and I see, like, ladies do this thing a lot. They can pack like three different sets of dresses for a day. So imagine that they are going for like a 4-day trip. Can imagine how large that box will look. I've seen people pack all sorts, really, whether within the country or outside the country.
I've seen
somebody pack like three pairs of shoes, saying, "My excuse was this, you know, I can wake up on a side of the bed and I feel a certain way and I just don't want to wear this color and I just feel this color too." And I'm like, "Yo, are you joking me?"
No. Actually, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, because you're a woman, but I'm like,
I'm not saying because I am a woman, but I'm saying we all have our taste, you know. We all are different.
That's why you'll have to pack like three pairs of.
If she likes to carry load,
clothes,
and she knows how to go about it. No. Seriously, there are some people that pack heavy. I'm not trying to, you know,
well,
be judgmental.
Like, of course not.
There are people that really packs heavy, but they already have plans. You won't see someone that packs heavy will be trying to drag bus with you. They don't reach there anymore.
Those people,
like,
are not
organized.
Okay, well, true that.
They are really organized. But truth is, you want to pick clothes that can be worn.
Well, yeah, true about that.
Like
true
me.
About that.
Well, jeans one.
Again,
shirt
three. True. A lot of people do not realize that. Sorry to cut you. A lot of people do not realize that the lesser heavy clothes you pack, the better. So some people end up packing like 4 jeans or 5 pairs of jeans, and it's just weight.
I do travel 2 jeans.
For me, like, I'm a big fan of shorts, like short pants. Like, it's just way to go for me, because one, they are lighter to carry around. So even myself, when I'm wearing them, it's just not load for me. So if I have to hike, if I have to do anything eventually destination.
Of recent, I had this conversation on my page, my social media page, and I was asking, like, okay, as a traveler, and you're trying to be fashionable with it, like, you know, you don't want to just wear one black t-shirt and one white top on your pictures looking like,
some of us don't mind.
Yeah, some of us don't mind. Someone like me don't really mind.
And we still look pink. Yeah.
Thank God for the beautiful destination. They get to grace our pictures.
Mm. Well, you know.
You know, they just shine mm-hmm. while we just stand there.
Mm. We'll talk about wardrobe for travel and all that some other day. Okay. Let's keep it to.
So yeah. So what else do you need as a budget traveler? Let's see. I think we've said it all.
Accommodation is key.
Accommodation, you need to write them down.
Like accommodation first, is key.
You need to your transportation.
Means of transportation,
accommodation. See, you don't want to leave your house to go sleep on the road or to go get stranded somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you are going to go to that person's place today, start calling days before.
Very true. Very
trying
true about
to confirm
that.
The availability or not. Because if they won't be available, you need to find other options. And another thing, don't put all your eggs on one basket. In case that person you're thinking is going to be available,
you know, just
fails you.
Last
just
minute.
Have another plan.
That's why. That's part of the reasons why you also. Yeah, it's either you have emergency fund.
Yeah.
Extra for miscellaneous, or you have more than one option. You reach out to more than one person.
Truthfully, I have like more than when I travel. I used to have like 2 to 3 options. So when I get a contact, I tell my brother, please, I beg, in case this person no pick when I reach there, any other line. Truthfully, you have to ask this thing.
Oh well, yeah, of course I understand. But like for some of us that don't know,
trips, yeah, I know that I know like 3 people that I can call anybody.
Can you imagine?
And when we get to Undo, I know like 3 other people that I can call
you. Well, that's you. You know a lot of people. But for some of us, we don't know.
A lot of people. See, sometimes all you need to know is one person.
That's what you say. For some of us, we don't even know that one person because some of us are not not very, what's the word? We selectively associate with people. So we don't have too many people in our circle. And you know, it just eventually it shows when we need to
see,
go to some of these places.
I'll tell you guys that I can be as introvert as possible if I want to. You get? And I can be the okay, as go. This place must scatter. Do you understand? Kind of person. But the truth is, this thing, there is no shortcut to it. If you want to be a traveler, you have to be ready to network.
Very
to
true
connect.
About that. Very true.
Because
about that.
That is the best way to actually survive.
Very true
traveling.
About that. Because very true about that.
Sometimes you might be left with just meeting a local and then just with all your faith, with all your mind, believing that nothing will happen and you have to sleep there.
You know.
And it might end up being one of your best experiences.
Like I've had a number of amazing experiences with strangers, and I didn't have to sleep over their place but basically from the amount of hospitality and love that they have shown, you know, and it basically stemmed from me just being very open to converse with them. And you know,
you have to be open, you have to be ready, you have to know that first you have to move the mindset that everybody wants to hurt you or everybody is bad.
Of course you have to get that completely
out. I've
been to some places in the north, and the amount of love that I got from there was completely different from what I hear in the media. I've gone to places, one or two places in the south as well, and despite not even understanding the language that these people speak, like, okay, right now this piece I'm wearing on my neck was given to me by a stranger in a place that I just visited once, in a place that there was no power, really. There's no power in the village. Like, there still is no power in the village. But then it was just a case of having conversed with them, and we just sort of had it going, sort of, and eventually
nobody wants to hurt you.
I'm like, oh, I like this, and they're like, oh, you want this? Oh, take it. And I'm like, oh, wow.
Seriously.
So yeah.
Nobody wants to hurt you.
You have to be very
You have to be very open. Mm-hmm. And if you are seeing that trace, or sure, the approach will tell.
Of course.
Like, once they start telling you, fine girl, come here now. you know when to run. When someone approached you in a nice and welcoming way, manner. I think you should open your arms and
you should not try and be forming someone from civilization.
I don't sleep on the ground in our house. Sleep on that ground.
Well, it may not even be about that.
No, I'm just citing an example.
Yeah,
you have to have to be yourself. You have
true.
They need to see that you need help.
Well, sometimes it doesn't even have to be that. Sometimes I think it's just a matter of you being human, really, eventually. So
what you won't take, you don't do it to someone else.
Well, sometimes we may have a high threshold for some things, and we feel, okay, somebody will do it for me, I have a thick skin. But you know, basically I just think we should just be human, really. So in being human, you understand when you are not in your comfort zone, you understand when people are just trying to be nice to you, and even though they are not the kind of people that you would maybe normally relate with or associate with, just be open.
I'm more than different kind of. I just believe that everybody wants to do good to me.
Okay.
I attract.
Speaking of which, okay, to close this, I remember we were heading to Akure from, we visited the Olumerin waterfalls in Irinjasha together. And if you've not seen our video, you should go to the videos section of the website and check it out. The Olumerin waterfalls, yeah. And that night, we were first going to head to Ife, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it took forever for a bus going to Ife to show up, and we had to divert and say, hey, you know what? Let's just go and do Idonri tomorrow. So let's head towards Akure, and then. Yeah, we stood at the bus stop
that night.
It started from evening, and then night fell.
Like, we were there to like 7.
Past 7, they're about to 8. And then me, I was like, hey, okay, let's try get the bus or a cab. And yeah, took her flags down. A car, she shouts, Akure! And then it was a 2008 Camry or 2010 Camry. It was a private car, basically.
They were going to get a fine car.
She had talked about I was getting a fine car. And I'm like, yo, you know what? Let's just take a bus and get to where we are going to a cab. And then the car passed us, but then stopped in front, and I think it reversed a bit. Then we jogged up to the car, and then we saw it was two men seated in front. They were not looking the poshest. They were not looking the best per se. I would assume that eventually, you know, having looked at their mannerism in the car, probably one person was a driver to some, you know, rich man or something, and the other was his friend, and apparently they had already gotten eye on something. I don't know what it was. They had drank something. And then they were so hyper and all that stuff, and at some point they were even sort of having mini fights over what song should play on the stereo. And at that point I was like, Jesus, okay, what have we entered? And she was just, at some point she even just slept off, and I'm like, yeah, look at this girl. Like, nobody knows you are here.
Actually, I wasn't sleeping.
Ah, well.
But I could not worry.
She wasn't more worried.
At that point.
She wasn't worried at all. And in my mind, I was just looking at them like, If they just veer off the road and branch into one. Remember, I was just at a lot. Like, I was at a lot, and I was just. But then eventually, I relaxed at some point in time, and it was just. So yeah, because we're open, we're able to get a ride to where we're going that late, and it was a very comfy ride eventually. So yeah, when you're traveling, be open,
be yourself. Be ready to have your most experience.
Exactly.
Like
exactly.
Anything that happens as part of your story,
you know,
and
you know,
it's going to continue to build you to a better traveler. Because when I started, yeah. I feel like when I started traveling, yeah. Okay, where did I start traveling?
I don't know.
It's not up to a year, actually.
Are you serious?
It's not up to a year. I think by June, July, it should be a year. And when I started, like, I started from places that I know.
Okay, pretty interesting. Actually, if it's traveling as a tourist,
yeah,
I started pretty much around July.
Yeah,
June, July.
As a tourist.
Yeah.
But that was when I started traveling, traveling to see the beauty
of Nigeria.
So before not just to visit here, visit there, and some job trips, yeah.
Okay.
But as you want to start where you are, don't target. Probably you're living in Lagos, your first target is Abuja because they have one ease or that. Start where you are.
Start from your backyard.
Start from your backyard. Mm-hmm. Start from going to one park. Start from going to one museum.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually.
Places that don't because exactly
you need to know,
that don't exactly have high entrance fees.
Yes.
You can start from there.
Museums and little are like 200, 300.
And it's interesting how very
you need to know if you are ready for this. So you need to start small. You need to build up your passion, your flair. Because when you see one, you want to see another. Trust me.
Yeah.
Like funniest thing is I actually schooled in Osun State. My school's not far from Ebenezer. About 3 years I never visited Ebenezer till after.
You left school.
That was last year. Mm. Even Olumo Rock, rather.
Okay.
I schooled in Ogun State for 7 years. And I still never visited
Olumo Rock. Up until you started.
Up until I started. Well, the waiting carry me to this Wakana story for another day.
But
the truth is, when I saw the beautiful sights in Olumo Rock, I wanted to see more. I'm like, oh, this is my country. True. There's a lot like this. And I started searching. And till now, I can't even stop.
And don't let anybody lie to you. Yes, traveling will cost you some money, but it doesn't have to cost you an arm and a leg.
Let me tell you the truth. I've toured 4 states with just 20K. Really distant states.
Can you imagine?
With just 20K, I can tell you. But if you can put all these things we've been saying into work, then you see that you can do this too. Like you don't have to break your head. You're not trying to impress anybody.
Exactly.
It's about your own personal
experience and creating memories for yourself.
Like I've created so much memory this past few months, because it's not a year yet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you that if you call me to speak as a speaker in a seminar, I have a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
Because I actually did this myself.
True.
I put it upon myself to go search deep, and
Same here.
It's all still unveiled.
In the end, it's basically about making amazing memories for yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
it doesn't even have to be. Because when I started traveling, I didn't really have it in mind to be a travel influencer or travel blogger.
Mm.
So just for my own piece, yeah.
You know.
So because the old media is evolved around being an influencer or being a blogger or anything, you might not want that. You might just want to travel because you love.
Basically, traveling. For me, it was basically a case of, you know what? I had been to a number of states on client projects and all that stuff, and I was like, hey, you know what? Check out these places on your own. Create memories for yourself. Document some of these places, and it's been an amazing ride for me because prior to even thinking about setting up showcasenigeria.com and all that whatnot and structure, it was basically a story of, hey, you know what? Visit these places, make amazing memories for yourself, and you know. That when you look back, you just feel very happy looking at your archives and looking at all the places you've been to and remembering the people you met and how life
that
has
was
really...
a case of, okay, you know what, you are done in this state, move.
Right.
Like, I just had to move. There was a lot going on at that point and I had to move. I needed a break and then I got one. And before my lovely followers turned me to their... tour guide. Before they turn me to their tour guide,
you guys should check out on Instagram.
I'm just searching for Tokyo
Lady. Check out on Instagram at that Tokyo Lady. She's got an amazing feed. Let me put it that way. Yeah. She's got an amazing feed. Check out. All right. So I think on this note we've been able to, you know, talk quite extensively about. Traveling on the budget, accommodations. We talked about websites that would help you and apps that would help you get amazing discounts. We talked about what else did we talk about? Accommodation, mode of transport, why you should travel light. What else did we talk about?
You being open.
Yeah, we talked about you being open, exactly, because that would just save you a whole lot.
We talk about you not eaten everything on the world.
Exactly, exactly. Stick to your budget list.
Stick to your budget list.
Really.
Have it planned out.
You don't have to buy everything on the road.
And please, one more thing.
Okay.
Know when to travel. Know when to eat the road.
Mm-hmm. True.
Some festive period will cut your head off.
Very true. How could we have missed that out? Very, very true.
Seriously, very true. You know when to travel. Don't travel during the festive period.
If you don't have to.
If you are going for your own self.
If you don't have to, if you just for yourself, explore and everything. And all that, don't have to.
You don't have to chill. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, last year December, I had to travel to Calabar for the carnival. Because I wanted to experience that carnival.
The festival itself and the carnival.
That was why I actually
did the trip.
At that time. I think I traveled around 23rd of...
Yeah, it was 23rd. We were supposed to go together. Was it 23rd or 24th?
You! What happened? Tell them.
No, that was a story for another day.
He slept off!
that's
he slept off. Yeah. So I had to travel at that time and it was like 15,000 to...
Yeah.
Calabar. And on a normal day, it's like 7,000, 8,000 to Calabar.
To Calabar, you can imagine.
So you see, that extra cash, do you know what I would have used it for?
You know.
Probably lodge somewhere and do big game.
You know.
Don't travel.
And of course, hotels costs will go high.
High.
Once it's
like everything is like triple.
Exactly, double, triple. So yeah, if you don't have to travel during festive periods, do not travel.
Do not travel. Do not eat tables. And sleep in your house, or better still, travel earlier than that. If you know you're going for a particular festival, or you're going
make
to spend
plans
time
way ahead,
just make plans. Leave your destination probably a week two or days two.
Even if you don't necessarily have to leave days two, but just make sure that. So, for example, if you're planning to visit Calabar this December,
for the festival,
make sure that you've booked your hotels latest by September. Maybe first week in October. Make sure that your bus ticket or your flight ticket, depending on which it is, because funny enough, flight tickets to Calabar were like double, triple the rate. Yes, now it was like 70 in the 70s range, 70. Of which normally you're not, if you book early, you'll get a flight for like 23k, 22k, really.
Imagine.
So you can imagine. So book earlier, make all your bookings earlier, and you'll be fine. You'll be very fine. Exactly. You'll be very fine. And outside festive periods, it's always very nice to also make your bookings earlier.
Yes.
Because you will get better discounts and better deals if you book earlier. So yeah.
Don't do everything in a rush.
If you don't have to.
You're not going to.
Yeah, so I think we've been able to.
And learn to wing it too. Wing it.
To kill.
Yes. Okay. See, SS planning kills the fun.
Of course. Well, I'm
not saying you don't put everything into place, but you don't have to make elaborate plans. Like, where do you go? You go wedding. Chill. Like, enjoy it. Like, just. If you know you're going on this trip, you have your informations ready. You know what to do, where to do. Always search that. It's also important. Search.
Yeah, we already talked about research earlier.
What to do in a particular state.
Yeah.
How to get there, all of that.
Yeah.
If you have all that ready, guy, you're ready to move. You don't have to wait like, oh, I'm actually ready. Do I still need this? Will it be fun? Should I just go? Or should I just... See, all those... Mm. Planning. We just change your mind and find it to use it. I'll go next year.
Right.
That is you.
Very true.
So learn to wing it sometimes. Learn to just pick your bag and just move. True. I do that a lot. I just pick my bag and be like, okay.
That happens to here. I do it too.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So this has been a very interesting one.
Yes.
It's been a very interesting one.
With all my Yoruba, my Pidgin, and my English. Sorry, I'm not really posh.
Right.
Even if CNN can't carry me now, and I Pidgin, I go.
Oh, well, of course. Originality.
I'll go to Yoruba.
Who sang that song? It says, originality works for us, so
nice.
Why we no go show? Yeah, nice, yeah. So, yeah, just be original. It's about originality. You want to show us your singing talent here?
Leave that one. That one cannot sell in this market.
Right.
Hello, she.
I hear you. All right, guys. Please. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. We hope that you have learned a thing or two. We also hope that you will also explore budget traveling, put to practice the things that you have learned, and we would love to hear from you in the comment section. Yeah, if you love this and if you would love to have more of this, definitely myself and Tokyo will be partnering a whole lot more to bring you guys more
I am the old
of
vibe.
Course, yeah, she's a whole vibe. Yeah, definitely will be partnering more to bring you more, you know, guides and podcasts, maybe blog posts, you know, to help make your traveling within Nigeria much more comfortable, much more fun, much more budget friendly. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So till we meet again.
We'll keep updating.
of course. Sure.
And we have any new information to pass through.
Of course. Yeah.
So thank you guys for listening to my Raz voice. Mm. Let me try and be posh for a minute. So please. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you, Omotaya, for having me.
Oh, yeah.
To all my fans out there, to those people supporting the girl.
Influencer.
I'm here. The home girl that took it late.
Before I forget, Toke has a travel fashion line. You guys need to check it out. Just go to our Instagram page, please. And I'm pretty sure, or send a DM on Instagram at that Toke lady. I'm pretty sure.
At that Toke lady. That's Toke, T-O-K-E, then lady.
Of course, you will see a link to that in the description below this podcast. Yeah. So yeah, it's been an amazing one. Till we meet again.
Can I shout out to my mommy?
Don't do it.
Hey, I'm out to meet you, blow.
All right, guys. Bye.
Thank you.